Duke Street and Skinnergate. Named as the best cafe in County Durham, Maggie's Coffee and Kitchen on Duke Street is a hotspot for incredible brunch and lunch. But did you know they have a pavement cafe too? You've got to try its delicious eggs royale with cheese. Influence Cafe is the ideal place for coffee, cake and a sandwich, and to watch the bustling Skinnergate go by. And the Corner House further down the road can help you start the night with real ales and ciders al fresco. Bondgate. The Old Yard Tapas Bar will transport you to the cobbled streets of Spain or Greece with its tapas and mezze menu. When infused with the sun, it's just like being on holiday. Bondgate also offers pubs with outdoor drinking spaces, including Rosie's Tavern, the Old English Gentleman, the Slater's Arms, and the Turk's Head. So you don't have to look far if you want a drink in a beer garden. And there's more. The list doesn't end there. Popular sandwich shop, Fresh, on Victoria Road, gives you completely customised butties and a place to eat them when the weather is warm. If you're looking for a familiar high street names, Costa Coffee on Northgate and Cafe Nero in Horse Market are great for hot and cold food and drinks. Costa has tables for you to enjoy your food and drinks outside. If you want more ideas about places to eat and things to do in the town, check out Enjoy Darlington at www.enjoydarlington.co.uk.
Sun-powered fun at the Dolphin Centre. Fun, leisure and sports activities in the Dolphin Centre have been given an energy boost by almost 400 solar panels installed to convert the sun's rays to power. A new combined heating power unit is also being installed to reduce the carbon footprint of the building and reduce running costs. The work has been carried out thanks to a £526,000 grant from Phase 2 of the Swimming Pool Support Fund through Sport England. The Dolphin Centre is keen to work with customers to increase energy efficiency and to help the council's journey to be carbon neutral by 2040. Small steps can make a big difference. If you use the Dolphin Centre, you can help by recycling what you can, using reusable drinks bottles, limiting showers to 3 minutes, going barefoot on the poolside rather than wearing plastic overshoes, walking, cycling, or taking public transport to visit the centre, downloading information leaflets via QR codes rather than requesting a paper copy. If you have any ideas or suggestions on how the centre can be more environmentally friendly, please email healthydarlington@darlington.gov.uk. Teams tackling climate change. Our work to tackle climate change and achieve our ambition to reach carbon neutral by 2040 is a real team effort. You can find out more about what our teams are doing to help us reach our target in a series of new short videos. The videos detail some of the things we are doing to reduce our carbon emissions, improve energy efficiency, reduce energy bills, and help tackle climate change. Look out for them on our social media channels or catch up with them on our YouTube channel. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk/sustainable.
News from County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust Charity. Grandmother's Gift leaves lasting legacy for special care baby unit. A touching donation of £2,000 has been made to the special care baby unit SCBU, at Darlington Memorial Hospital, thanks to the generosity of a grandmother. The late Elizabeth McOwen included the unit in her will after her twin granddaughters were born prematurely and cared for by the dedicated SCBU staff. The twins, Rosie and Molly, are now grown up but spent their earliest days in SCBU under the care of the unit's specialist team. "This donation is a lovely way to honour a grandmother's love and appreciation," said Richard Jones, County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation's Trust Charity Manager. "Her gift will help us continue providing vital care for our tiniest patients and support for their families during some of the most challenging moments of their lives. The funds will contribute to enhancements in the unit, including specialist equipment and comfort items for families staying close to their babies. The SCBU team and the Hospital Trust's charity have expressed their heartfelt thanks to the family for choosing to support the unit in such a meaningful way." Gail McAllister, SCBU sister, and Michelle Nesbitt, neonatal practice educator, cared for Rosie, Molly and their family following their early arrival, and were honoured to meet with them again and reminisce. Gail said, "Legacy gifts like this have a lasting impact and will support the work we are doing to provide a comfortable and welcoming environment for families to stay during their baby's admission. Parents being able to stay with their baby is vital to their progress and long-term emotional and physical development. This generous gift will help ensure that future generations of babies and their families have an environment that supports this high quality and compassionate care." Alison Clark, Rosie and Molly's mother, said, "I was honoured to fulfil this last wish on behalf of my mother." To find out more about leaving a gift in your will or supporting County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust Charity, please visit www.cddftcharity.co.uk or contact Richard Jones on 07787 3555 593 or email richard.jones98@nhs.net. To find out how to get involved, visit our charity website at www.cddftcharity.co.uk/get involved.
Books that bloom. Have you spotted the library's colourful Books That Bloom postcards around town? They highlight how easy it is to access the library's digital services, which open up a host of books, magazines, newspapers and audiobooks for free via your smartphone, tablet or other digital device from wherever you are. The postcards include details of how to sign up to the digital services and get access to an extensive catalogue via the library app and borrow box simply by scanning a QR code. That's not all. The Books That Bloom postcards have wildflower seeds embedded in them. So once you've downloaded your digital library, you can plant the card and watch it bloom. More than 33,500 people are now library members. That's nearly 3,500 more people than at the end of March last year. There has also been an increase in digital loans this year. Nearly 10,500 digital items were borrowed in March, which was up from 9,360 in February and 9,986 in January. Hundreds of new magazines and newspapers have recently been added to the digital collection, so it's a great time to join. If you're not already signed up, pick up a postcard or go to the website. Remember, your library boasts so much more than just books, with events and activities for all ages throughout the year. Check out the website or the library app for details. To find out more about Darlington Libraries, the fantastic range of resources it offers, and details of activities, log on to the website at www.darlington.gov.uk/library or download the Darlington Library app. You can also find them on Facebook at Darlington Libraries. Award success. Darlington Library has won the EDGE Award for Digital Transformation and Innovation. The awards recognise outstanding library initiatives. The judges' comments included: The Hive's digital transformation has been an extraordinarily successful one, and they've made digital resources and activities of so many kinds available to groups who really need and appreciate them. In doing so, I'm confident they redefined the idea of what a public library is for their local community and have converted scores of youngsters into lifelong library users. The library was also a finalist for digital accessibility, and The Hive's Simon Moore was a finalist for digital ambassador at the Digital Cultural Awards.
Summer Reading Challenge. This summer, Darlington Libraries are inviting children and young people aged 0 to 16 to keep your reading on track with the exciting Summer Reading Challenge. Every time a book is borrowed from Darlington or Croxton Libraries, you can scan a QR code to enter a free prize draw, choosing from an amazing selection of prizes. The top prize, a brand new Nintendo Switch 2. Other fantastic prizes include a Lego set, a Jellycat soft toy, pantomime tickets, and many more surprises. The fun doesn't stop there. There's a wide range of activities on offer throughout the summer, from rhyme time adventure play for babies to creative sessions like tote bag and mug making for older children in our vibrant Hive area. Whether you're a tiny tot or a teen, there's something for everybody. Do come and join the fun at Darlington Libraries this summer. Are you ready to stop? Up to two-thirds of smokers who don't quit will die of a smoking-related illness. We can help you kick the habit for good. Visit the website for more information. https://www.darlington.gov.uk/public-health/stop-smoking-services/. Darlington Borough Council, Darlington Cares, Summer Uniform Appeal. We're collecting donations of pre-loved summer school uniform, plain T-shirts, school bags, PE kits, shoes, caps and sun hats suitable for school-aged children. Where you can donate: Uniform Shop, Feetham's Multi-Story Car Park, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Dolphin Centre, donation box in reception during opening hours. Inner Spin Laundry Services, North Road, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. Cockerton Club donation bin outside the club. Eastbourne Park Community Hub during opening hours. Firthmore Community Centre, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. and the Dolphin Centre during opening hours.
Peer mentors support young people in care. Young people who have lived with a foster carer or family possess a wealth of experience from their time in care, allowing them to provide support and guidance to other children and young people. Last year, we launched our peer mentor service to support young people in care. Peer mentors meet up with children and young people in care if they wish to support their social and emotional needs, improve their well-being, provide access to activities and opportunities, offer advice and guidance, and to be positive role models for younger people needing support. Peer mentors share their experiences, stories, and skills and provide understanding and help. This creates trust and supports emotional well-being, helping young people build resilience and identify and connect with important people in their lives to enhance their sense of identity and create and sustain consistent, stable, loving relationships. Currently, 11 peer mentors provide a caring and responsive mentoring and befriending service to 97 individuals in care. They also support unaccompanied asylum-seeking children who have encountered multiple traumas and are working to cope with separation from family and friends while navigating the complexities of the asylum-seeking process. All young people have strengths and talents, but instability and disruptions at home can make it more challenging for those in the care system to succeed. Our peer mentors are dedicated to helping every young person, empowering them to gain the confidence to be their best. Feedback from parents, carers, and social workers about the service has been overwhelmingly positive. Children look forward to peer mentor visits, challenges are addressed, and trusting, positive relationships are established. Peer mentors cherish the opportunity to give back. Robin and Kristen, both peer mentors since the service was introduced, have commented, "Supporting children in care will help them to thrive, build their confidence and self-belief, and improve their lives and everyone around them. This is a fantastic opportunity for children and young people in Darlington. I always rebelled against staff as they didn't understand what I was going through." The service continues to grow to support more children in our care. We urgently need foster carers for local children. If you can help, for information, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/fostering. To apply to foster with the council, visit www.fosterwithnortheast.org.uk.
Enjoy what's on in Darlington. Longer days, sunny skies, we hope, and plenty of reasons to head outdoors. Summer has arrived in Darlington. We've pulled together a selection of events happening across the town to help you make the most of the season. If you've got an event happening in October, November or December that you'd like to include in the next edition, please email details to communications@darlington.gov.uk. Park Run and Junior Park Run, weekends South Park, a free weekly timed run, walk or jog. The 5 kilometre event is on Saturdays at 9 a.m. The 2 kilometre junior event for those aged 4 to 14 is on Sundays at 9 a.m. Quiz nights, Thursdays 7:30 till 9 p.m. Darlington Market. Live and local, Fridays, 6 p.m, Darlington Market, free. The Jazz Collective, Saturdays, 7 p.m, The Vault, free. June. The Whistle Stop, Saturday the 14th of June till Thursday the 24th of July, Darlington Library, Touring Rail Exhibition, free. Summer Vive Saturday, Mamma Mia, Saturday the 28th, 7:30 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Community Carnival, Saturday the 28th, all day, Stannett Park, with procession through the town centre, free. Creation Station, Kids Crafts, Sunday the 29th, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m, Darlington Market, free.
July. Dave Bainbridge and Sally Minear, Tuesday the 1st, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, tickets £15. Beatles Tribute, Thursday the 3rd, 7:30 p.m, Darlington Hippodrome, tickets from £18.50. Alanis Morissette Tribute, Friday the 4th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, tickets £13. Darlington Orchestra Summer Concert, Saturday the 5th, 7:30 p.m, Dolphin Centre, tickets £7, £5 for concessions. Northern Soul CL, Friday the 4th, 6:30 p.m, The Vault, free. Hopetown Summer Con, Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, Hopetown, Darlington. 0 to 5 years, free. 6 to 17 years, £3.50. 18 plus, £5. Vegan Market, Saturday the 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Proms in the Park, Sunday the 6th, 3 p.m. start, South Park Bandstand, free. R&B, Jimmy Regal and the Royal, Friday the 11th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, tickets £14. Steam to the Future, Friday the 11th of July to Sunday the 5th of October, Hopetown, Darlington, free. Brick Show, Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Dolphin Centre. Lego Fun, created by fans, for fans. Tickets from £5 to £20. Book online at www.brickalleylug.co.uk/events/darlington-brick-show. Vintage Vehicle Rally, Saturday the 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Market Square, free. Big Bird Artisan Market, Saturday the 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. World Cultural Day, Sunday the 13th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, Town Centre, free. Farmers Market, Sunday the 13th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Gold Tea Dance, Wednesday the 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Market Square, free. Who's Next, Friday the 18th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, tickets £13. Darlington by the Sea, Saturday the 19th to Wednesday the 23rd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, Market Square, free. Summer Vibe Saturday, Taylor Swift, Saturday the 26th, 7:30 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Creation Station, Kids Crafts, Sunday the 27th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Wedding Showcase, Sunday the 27th, noon to 4 p.m, Town Centre, free. Living the Life of Riley, Wednesday the 30th, 7:30 p.m, Darlington Hippodrome, tickets from £16.
August, Northern Soul Show, Friday the 1st, 6:30 p.m, The Vault, free. Discography 80s band go back to the Studio 54 era. Friday the 1st, 6:30 p.m, The Vault, free. Sweet Treat Market, Saturday the 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Move More Monday, Monday the 4th and 18th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Market Square, free. Big Bird Artisan Market, Saturday the 9th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Pride Festival, Saturday the 9th, noon to 6 p.m, Market Square, free. Pride Picnic, Sunday the 10th, noon to 3 p.m, Hopetown Darlington, free. Mungay Pride, Monday the 11th, 6 p.m. to late, Town Centre, free. Ice Cream Festival, Saturday the 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, Hopetown Darlington, free. Farmers Market, Sunday the 10th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Making Sense Together, Thursday the 14th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Market Square, free. Susie Dent, Word Perfect, Wednesday the 20th, 7:30 p.m, Darlington Hippodrome, tickets from £19. Fairy Tales and Legends, Thursday the 21st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Town Centre, free. British Produce Festival, Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, Darlington Market, free. Total Stone Roses, Saturday the 23rd, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, £16. Northern Soul Shall, Sunday the 24th, all day, The Vault, free. Razorlight plus special guests, Saturday the 23rd, noon, Darlington Arena, tickets from £37.50. Visit www.ticketmaster.co.uk to book. 80s Calling, The Human League, plus very special guests. Sunday the 24th, noon, Darlington Arena. Visit www.ticketmaster.co.uk to book. Dinosaur Day, Thursday the 28th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Darlington Market, free. The Kill, Friday the 29th, 7:30 p.m, The Forum, Borough Road, £12. Creation Station, Kids Crafts, Sunday the 31st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, Darlington Market, free.